Is This Alone False by Sadhu Om. Sri Niranjananda Swami, the Sarvadhikari of Sri Ramanashramam, desired that the first major biography of Sri Bhagavan should be written in Tamil. But at the time, B.V. Narasimha Swami was gathering information and facts in order to write a good biography of Sri Bhagavan in English. However, even before this English book was published, a Malayalam scholar came one day to have darshan of Sri Bhagavan. As soon as he saw Sri Bhagavan, he was inspired to write his biography. Since he had the habit of writing the life story in Malayalam of any great soul he happened to meet. So, immediately after arriving, he began to gather information from some local people, asking them, who is this Ramana Maharishi? Where was he born? And so on. Not being familiar with Bhagavan or the understanding that the self-realization of a jnani is itself his real greatness, some people naturally imagined that Bhagavan should possess all sorts of supernatural powers, siddhis, and they therefore spread rumors which attributed such powers to him, thinking that they were thereby glorifying him. Though Bhagavan Ramana taught that all siddhis are as trivial as straw and are to be regarded as treacherous friends by the spiritual aspirant, even he was not spared from the rumors created by such people. Unfortunately, it was only from this type of people that the Malayalam scholar quickly gathered biographical information on Bhagavan. Then, within a day, he edited all his notes and completed writing the biography. Now, according to his biography, Bhagavan was a householder, a lawyer from Madurai who had three children. It was also reported that Sri Ramana exhibited a number of siddhis in various places. In this way, many fantastic but untrue incidents were contained in that biography. When he had finished writing it, the Malayalam scholar brought the biography to Sri Bhagavan. Among those living with Sri Bhagavan at that time, no one knew Malayalam except Kunjaswamy, and he happened to be absent on that day. Therefore, Bhagavan, who was himself well-versed in Malayalam poetry and literature, read the whole biography from beginning to end, stopping only here and there to correct some spelling mistakes, and then returned it to the author without altering even a single statement or idea, thinking that the biography he had written was correct in every respect. Having been seen and corrected by Sri Bhagavan himself, the author was very happy. Soon, the news spread among the devotees in the ashramam that the life of Sri Bhagavan had been written in Malayalam. However, since no one knew that language, they did not know what was written in it. The next day, Kunjaswamy returned to the ashramam, and the devotees all eagerly told him, this new devotee has written Bhagavan's biography in Malayalam. Bhagavan has also gone through it and approved it after making all the necessary corrections. With great surprise and joy, Kunjaswamy received the biography from the Malayalam scholar and began to read through it. But when he saw the many untrue reports written in it, he was unable to bear it. He went to the author and tactfully said to him, many statements in this biography are totally incorrect. I am afraid that you have not gathered your information from the proper sources.